producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. If there's something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-99-3756-9, and I'll help you with whatever it is that I can. We are talking about dating. I actually saw a movie that I think it opens this week, which means I'll review it for you tomorrow, about how much technology has changed how we date. Not the why we date, but it's like any other tool, I suppose, that the computer doesn't change ideas any more than a cave painting has a different idea than when you draw something with your computer. But the tool that you use does, and of course the tool does make a difference. So it's an interesting, actually it turns out that while it ostensibly is about technology and how it changes, the name of the movie incidentally is Men, Women, and Children, but ostensibly it's about how technology has impacted our love lives, but what it really is about is bad parenting, I think, which I'll get into more detail with you. But it's always interesting to me that people view technology as the bad guy, and it seldom is. Technology is a tool, and you can use it or misuse it, and hopefully we learn. And certainly, as I've said, it speeds things up. There's no question about that. My favorite example of it is having worked on the classified part of the space program at one point, and at that time I've mentioned before that the bad guys at that time, I guess this is what goes around comes around, were the Russians. So the notion was, and I was working on highly classified stuff, that the amount of time it took from when I knew something till when the enemy knew it, you know, the enemy being the Russians, was about 6 weeks. It's now about 6 seconds. Because once Chinese keyboard came up, you know, it just literally, it's what's changing government, because you can't keep secrets anymore. And in the long run, that's probably a good thing. I know everybody uses the words transparency. I'm not sure that people are transparent, but they're going to be found out when they're not, so it may force us to a level of honesty that is not so much moral as just expedient. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking about dating and first dates. James, do you remember your first date ever?
First date ever? I don't. I remember the one with my fiance, but...
All right, well, tell me that. Tell me the first date with her.
First date with her, which she actually, she picked me up.
She's a rated woman.
She asked me out for a drink instead of the other way around. And our first unofficial date went to a local film premiere, and she just happened to know, because I'd post on Facebook, hey, I'm going to this. Anyone else going? So she showed up there, and by pure luck, I happened to go to the lobby while to get some of the merch for the premiere. And she was coming in, decided to sit down, and that was our first official date.
So she'd asked you to it?
Well, pretty much, yeah. It was.
Well, it occurs to me when you talk about it that my first official date with the man I married was the same one. I knew that I was in a, it wasn't a sorority exactly, but there was a dance, and I knew I'd take somebody, and so I asked him, and he was sensible enough to, so our very first date, actually, even though I'd asked him, he took me to a movie that night, and it was Anatomy of a Murder, which was Lee Remick, and I think it has to do with a rape, and so it was really very uncomfortable for both of us, but neither of us knew, and that sort of... I suppose you could look at omens and things like that. I just got an email that says we're back in business. Everything is working well. Live and podcast. Thank you for your patience.
Beautiful.
So I don't know if that's the case, but I just got an email from one of my listeners who is really religious about being in touch and saying, look, this isn't working. So according to him, I just, it says we are back in business with 6 exclamation points. Everything is working well, live and podcast.
So that's very
So hopefully that's true.
six exclamation points.
Six exclamation points. So I just thought I would share that. So see, their technology is our good news and our bad news, our good friend and our bad friend, all at the same time. All right. So first date. Let's hear what some people on Facebook have said about first dates.
We got some kind of adorable ones in here.
We love adorable. Kind of like the beagle in KLM.
Yeah, that one was great. I like this one. It's not so much adorable, but overall it's went to a beach, got drunk, threw up in his car, still together and married almost 21 years.
Wow, that's a guy who's got a great tolerance for barfing, apparently.
Apparently.
Wow, I suppose you no such thing as putting on airs, right? You just know the worst from it. It only can go get better from there.
Or Marsha, who says, bowling and dinner. I got to check out his butt while he bowled. So good for Marsha.
I actually took a friend. They have all these fancy bowling lanes now. I don't know if where you are, but we have like fancy ones where, you know, I mean, they're expensive and they're great food and all this kind of stuff. And you still have to wear somebody else's shoes. But I actually, when I was a kid and we did a little bowling, I never had my own ball. I never had my own shoes. But people would teach me to bowl because I would sort of toss the ball, which is not very good for the lane. So I got a lot of free lessons just because I was such a klutz. So I hadn't been bowling in forever, and I had a really good friend who was a jock. And so I thought, well, this is something that she'll really like to do. And lamentably, I beat her. So, yeah. And I don't know how I did it. I mean, maybe it's just that you sort of finally learn the physics of bowling and you sort of figure, that's how, I'm not really much of a jock, although I'm a lot better than I used to be. But if you can explain to me the trajectory and the physics behind it, then that's how I learned to play golf. And how, because the same thing, all you have to do is figure, spin and whatever. And so she was not all that thrilled that the idiot girl beat her, so I'll have to figure out something else for next year.
Oh.
All righty, what else we got here?
We had, on that note, we had Sally Ann, who says, we went to Chi Chi's in 1990. I insisted
on... Chi Chi's? What's Chi Chi's?
It's kind of a Mexican restaurant. I think like Applebee's.
Applebee's isn't Mexican.
Oh, no.
Applebee's is...
it's one of those kind of...
Chevy's is Mexican around here.
Okay.
So Chi Chi's is like Chevy's. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a Mexican Applebee's in a way. Not bad. Pretty good.
Okay.
So they went to Chi Chi's in 1990. I insisted on paying, and the idiot took me up on it. I married that idiot 8 years later, and we have been happy ever since. So,
so maybe not so idiotic.
No.
Well, good for you for offering. One of my favorite questions on the air about dating was a couple of years ago. The guy called up and he said, "I'm not having much luck dating," and he was doing a lot of internet dating, which an awful lot of people are doing, which is just fine. And I said, "Well, explain to me a classic first date." And he said, "Well, I took this woman." It wasn't McDonald's, but it was something like that. And it wasn't Denny's, but it was something. And he said, and I used my coupons. I said, no, I don't think using coupons on a first date is a good plan.
No.
And it's not that there's anything wrong with coupons, but you don't necessarily want to have a sign that says chintzy across your forehead. And I think it may not only have been that he took her to kind of a junk restaurant and used coupons, but I think he split the bill with her and used the coupons on his part. I think it was even worse than that. And I thought, you know what? You should, whoever asks basically pays. That's the easiest rule of thumb. And so you don't invite somebody to someplace you can't afford. But once you've asked them, and you can, you can make it a picnic in the park. You can buy somebody an ice cream cone. You can do whatever you want. It doesn't have to be lavish or expensive, which is the other end of the spectrum of a friend of mine who took a woman on a first date to the Metropolitan Opera and got a car and took her to an expensive restaurant, which is probably about $500 for a first date, maybe more than that. And I said, what are you going to do for a second date? Buy her a small country? I mean, you don't want to start off on such a high level that there's no place to go. So, but you don't want to start so low. Don't throw up in anybody's car if you can possibly help it. 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bob, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. How you doing?
I've been better.
All right, let's see what the issue is.
I've got a problem. My wife has been on prescription drugs for a number of years for back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously she's addicted to them.
Why obviously?
Well, it's been so long. And when she runs out, she starts to go nuts. And I know it's because not so much the back pain as much as going, starting to go through the withdrawals until she gets her prescription again.
All right, does she still have back pain?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you guys been married?
34 years.
Okay. Do you have kids together?
Yep.
They all grown and out of the house?
Yes.
Who's the physician who's putting her on the medication?
It's her primary. I don't want to give a name.
No, I just assume you didn't. Anyway, I mean, presumably she has to go back to her primary to get the prescription refilled, yes?
Yes.
Is she going to other physicians? I mean, has the physician said anything about, gee, I think it's time to wean you off of these? Is the physician concerned about it?
She's concerned that she's not being able to treat her correctly because there's really not anything she's doing for her back. She's just treating the pain.
Does your wife think there's a problem here?
Yeah, we both know there is.
And what has your wife said about it?
She's just afraid of not having pain.
Your cell phone pooped out on me. She's afraid of what?
Afraid of not getting relief for the pain.
Yeah. So what's your question to me?
How do I bring up the addiction problem? Because obviously we need to find a solution for this somehow. We can't live our lives like this.
Well, but Bob, there seems to me to be a whole bunch of issues. Number one, whether she's addicted or not seems to me somewhat less the issue than the fact that she's in pain and there's no alleviation of the pain. If you so to say to her, you're an addict, and that's not a word that she would use about herself, you're going to start a war that's not winnable. So I don't think that's very profitable. I'm not clear exactly how this impacts you. How does it? I'm not arguing. I don't see how it's impacting you. Explain to me.
Well, it's to the point when she takes too many and runs out, she has to find something to substitute.
Right. So she's using more than the prescribed dosage. So she runs out, and the doctor won't give her another prescription for a while.
Right.
Okay.
And so she looks for alternatives.
Like what?
Which is very expensive.
Like what are the alternatives?
I have found out that she has purchased the same prescription off of people who sell them.
So she's buying prescription drugs off the street.
Right. Sometimes. But she hasn't lately because I've taken over holding the medication and giving it to her when she's supposed to have it.
Is that working or not?
It is and it isn't. It starts a war every time she needs an extra one.
Okay. Bob, it would seem to me, as I said, saying to your wife, look, you're a drug addict and you got to go through a detox. She's going to say to you, it's not your business, I'm not an addict, and I still have pain. So that's not very profitable. If I were you, what I would do is talk with either her physician or a neurologist about finding a pain clinic. And where do you live? What state?
Massachusetts.
Okay, well, Massachusetts is probably the only state I actually know where the pain clinics are, because there was one at New England Medical Center because I helped set it up. So I know there's a pain clinic in Massachusetts.
Well, I know a couple of pain clinics.
Well, I don't know what that means. I mean, you go to a pain clinic because it's an interdisciplinary approach that says, all right, we understand that you have chronic intractable pain, that medication isn't the answer, that surgery is not the answer, you wouldn't be here. So what we have to do is teach you a behavioral approach to dealing with your pain, which is a combination of medication, biofeedback, exercise, antidepressants, and psychology. And so I don't know what going to a pain clinic means. I think the deal is that your wife may have chronic intractable pain the rest of her life, but she doesn't want to be a drug addict. She doesn't want to be buying things on the street. There was a news story that we carried that said that heparin, which is not something you buy on the street, it's a blood thinner, that 20 people have died from it because it came from China and there's something in it that shouldn't have been. So it's all being recalled. So the idea of buying even prescription drugs in a normal way is dangerous, let alone buying anything on the street. So I think that the deal is, if she were my wife, I'd say, first of all, I'd do the homework, and I'd call up New England Medical Center, I'd find where there are other pain clinics, and say, look, we've spent 34 years together. Presumably, we're going to have at least another 34 years together. I would really like for you to feel like you're more yourself. And having chronic intractable pain and being zonked out of your mind all the time and having to find increasingly large dosages of stuff that affects how you think and how you deal with the world seems really scary. Can we agree that we need to find a different response, whether it's a transcutaneous nerve stimulator, acupuncture, or biofeedback or something? I found the name of a couple of pain clinics. Are you willing to do it? Because if you say to her, you're an addict, you got to do something about this, you're not going to get any place. But saying, here's a solution to a problem, you may work. So do the homework.
Yeah, when in doubt, if you can, if you hear all the time, and that's kind of the underlying message of the program, whatever else the overlying message is that if there's a problem, and you're going to bring it to somebody's attention, you're best served by, first of all, as someone says, serving a compliment sandwich of telling somebody their strengths, how much you care about them, whatever, and then sort of explaining what the problem is, but then coming up with what you think may be a viable solution. And you can certainly solicit their help, but if you're going to say, what do you think, you probably are best served by at least having a possibility of saying, well, what about this or what about this? And then deciding that it's going to be a joint project between the two of you, or that you're going to be guided by them, or saying, you know, tell me what you'd like me to do. But I think we are never more open to somebody's suggestion, especially if they're telling us something we really don't want to hear. We don't want to admit to anybody, let alone to ourselves, is that number one, that they affirm their respect and love and admiration, whatever it is, for us, and also that they don't have an axe to grind, that they're not trying to best us, they're trying really to help us, and they're willing to have put some time and effort and thought into what possible solutions are, and they're willing to negotiate with us, that it's not a matter of I'm the good guy and you're the bad guy, or I'm strong and you're weak, or I'm wonderful and you're pathetic. I mean, it's, let's, you know, I care about you. This can't be working very well for you. It's certainly not working very well for me. Let's see if there aren't some alternatives that together we can find. And that's, you know, that's, it's broken. Let's fix it. But make sure you've got some options. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dave, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How are you doing, Dr. Joy?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you today?
It's wonderful to talk to you. I'm doing well. I got a bad cold.
Oh, no. Well, pollen, everybody's kind of suffering this time of year because either you're like me where you get tired of wearing a winter coat so you catch pneumonia, or you have pollen issues. So you're in good company,
yeah.
Dave. Let's see if we can lighten your nasal passages from the inside. What can I do to help you?
The subject matter last night was, I think, something about honesty and integrity, trust, and such. And I've been dealing with a situation for over 2 years. I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina. I won't say names, but
okay.
An attorney did a very horrific thing in falsifying deeds, and it was just a major expense to me, a loss of $52,000, which is a lot of money to me.
Sure.
Finding an attorney to combat this individual was nearly impossible. Nobody wants to touch it.
All right, let me stop you for just 1 second. Because do you have proof that this guy falsified? Do you have the original records that you can show the discrepancy?
Oh, yeah. He's done it before.
All right, let me suggest something to you rather than getting another lawyer. You can go to the North Carolina Bar Association, and I think it's either free or it's like very little money, to file a complaint. And you don't need a lawyer. And not only can you recover damages in most states, but you can actually get him disbarred.
He should be disbarred, but for some reason that hasn't...
Well, but have you... Have you filed with the Bar Association? Have you filed a complaint?
I haven't. I thought I wouldn't have a chance of getting my money back.
Well, I mean, it's worth it. And you can ask them how... I mean, I don't know... Listen, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know... Even if I were a lawyer, I wouldn't know every state's rules. But I understand it's very difficult to get a lawyer to sue another lawyer, because it's like getting a doctor to sue another doctor, a psychologist to sue another psychologist, or a contractor to sue another contractor. Nobody really wants to do it because it's a small community, it's a small world, it can come back to haunt you. So, but there are ways to go about this, and the Bar Association, I would certainly, if very least, give them a call, and you can probably find their address online, and then ask them for whom, you know, how you can proceed on this, that you want your money back, number one, but you also want to file a complaint to protect other people in the future. You may be able to get in touch with the Better Business Bureau, but and then find out from that, once you have some clout, once you have some leverage, then you may be able to find a lawyer who's willing to take you on. And what I would probably do after I'd gone to the Bar Association is I would go to the local law school. And I would go to a law professor, because it may be that, you know, a lawyer who has a lot to lose would not take you on. But if you've got the proof, if you've got the goods, you may either get a professor to do it or a law student to do it. Don't give up, and don't spend a lot of money where you're not sure that you're going to get any real return on your investment at this moment. But there are other things you can do, and it's a profession that really needs to be monitored. And I think to a large extent that ethical lawyers really care about the fact that unethical lawyers, just the same way as psychologists or physicians or dentists or any other realtors, anybody else cares about weeding out the unethical, because it makes everybody look bad. So I wouldn't give up on this. I'm perfectly willing to go ahead with this with you, but it just occurs to me that you need some unimpeachable source where you don't have to lay out a lot of money at this moment on speculation, because you're already out 52 grand. What was the nature of the 52,000? What happened about this? What's the story here?
There was a development process going on downtown. Wilmington was trying to sort of turn itself around a little bit. And someone I know that does dabbles in real estate introduced me to a friend or someone he knew who did a lot of commercial business, apparently, and had a reputation that preceded him. But underneath all that, this person's just a career criminal. And what happened was, I loaned the money towards a restaurant, which was a key component for a block.
Right.
But I was supposed to have collateral of a house that was completely paid off, which was cleared by this attorney. And the title, all the deeds were falsified. And this attorney had everything to do with that. I mean, the individual used a number of others to play this thing out, but the attorney was the one that did the deed.
You know, I'd also call the attorney general's office. I mean, you're talking about fraud here. You're talking about major league fraud.
It is fraud, but it's like they don't... It's unbelievable.
Well, look,
how much
I get it. I mean, I've had several situations in my life, lamentably, in the last couple of years, that have been, if not identical, very similar. And I understand how frustrating it is, because bureaucracies are really... set up to keep you away from anybody who has any real power or resource. But if you're tenacious, you can sometimes prevail. And what you need to do is figure out where your clout lies. And if you've got the goods on it, as I said, I would not choose one path. I would do the shotgun approach. I would get in touch with the Attorney General. I would get in touch with the Better Business Bureau. I would get in touch whomever. I mean, there's probably a bond issue involved if you're talking about downtown Wilmington. So that, and things like, you know, development, there may be federal funds involved. I mean, I wouldn't rest on this one. I'd do the Bar Association. I would do everything, because if you've got fraud involved and you've got this many municipalities involved, I'd go to the newspaper about it. Make sure you have the goods, because if you don't, they will go after you. But if you've got the goods, if you can prove, and you've got things in writing, I would just be relentless about it. You know, people think that you have to be lucky or you have to know people. I don't think either of those are true. All you have to do is be tenacious and be right. Although being right in and of itself is not enough, because you have to be tenacious. The system is really set up to keep you away from anybody who has any ability to, who has any resources. That's why people have shell corporations, and that's why people have lawyers, and yada yada. But if you've got a little bit of time and you've got proof, just go to everybody. Go to the newspapers. Go to the Attorney General. Go to the Better Business Bureau. Go to the North Carolina Bar Association. Go to the law school.
Well, I did find an attorney eventually. He has been able to get the Lawyers Mutual, which is the insurance for this attorney, to be willing to pay not quite half of the money, which is not acceptable to me. And so what I found out is that he's done this sort of thing before. They just seem to get what they can out of someone and then move
well,
on
then,
and get the next one.
Dave, that's an additional reason to decide that you're going to be Don Quixote here, that you're going to be the knight in shining armor, that you know, that you're going to protect, not only try and recover some of your funds, but that you're going to make the world safer for people who are a bit innocent. Listen, my sense of righteous indignation is a fearsome thing to behold. I'm really fairly easygoing until I feel like somebody's trying to cheat me. And then, man, the gloves are off. And I will hang in there. And I don't always win, but I win a lot more than you'd probably predict, just because I never yell, I never threaten, I just hang in there. I am really tenacious. And people at some point just want you to go away. And especially if they're trying to do it again, and you have all sorts of little legal things filed. The legal things don't even have to be effective. All they have to do is be on notice someplace. And somebody who's trying, this guy's trying to raise money again, or he has to go through the feds, or somebody's doing some investigation, and your little name pops up that says fraud, they're going to come to do business with you. Make sure you've got the goods, though, and that may be a useful thing to have somebody consult with you about, to say, yeah, you need to prove this, it needs to be notarized, you need whatever it is, so that, because if not, you're a little guy and they're big guys, and they have legal people on their staff, so they will happily go after you. So make sure you have the goods. But if you've got the goods, don't give up. And if you need to, decide it's not only about money, it's about making the world a safer place for yahoos like you and me. That we're naive and we believe people. Because it sounds like you did due diligence. You did everything you could to protect yourself, and you just didn't expect people to cheat you. So decide that this is going to be your new, and it may take a while, but you know, presumably you're not in any hurry. The money's already gone. So the question is, can you get it back, number one, and can you sort of right a serious wrong? So don't give up, but go every place and file papers every place. It really does work. Okay? Don't give up.
That's great. Thank you so much.
If nothing else, you won't feel like as much a victim anymore. Because I know that for me, I mean, I view myself as a smart woman. I know I'm naive. I get it. Everybody reminds me on a daily basis. And, you know, my crew does. But I'm not stupid. And so when I get cheated, there's a part of me that just feels so hurt and so angry and so stupid. And I've learned that the way to combat those feelings is just to fight back. And as I said, I'm never nasty. I never threaten. I never raise my voice. But, man, I don't go away either. All righty?
I like it.
All right, Dave. Go get him, Tiger.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help you?
Yes. My situation is I'm 57 years old. I take a high blood pressure medicine that has a diuretic in it.
Okay.
And I was working as a delivery driver for a large box company.
Okay.
And they would send me out on deliveries out in the middle of nowhere with no restroom facilities available. And at times I would have to drain my bladder or I would have an accident. And one of the other employees turned me in, and so I was terminated before that. No prior talking to me.
Wait a minute. Hang on just a second. They caught you what? Tinkling into a bottle?
No, I went behind the truck. We have a lot of rural deliveries.
Yeah.
And so I went behind the truck and you know, I was discreet and everything. Yeah. And I told the guy when I talked to him, the store manager, says, I'm not wetting myself for anybody, for any job. I mean, it's just, that's just stupid.
How long had you been with the company?
2.5 years, a little more.
Okay. I assume you're not union.
No.
Okay. And they terminated you on what basis?
Because it's urinating in public. It made him look bad, and yet the only one that knew anything about it was the other employee that wanted to pay the tattletale. My question is that, you know, wanted to visit with you about was, I hate lawyers, and so I don't really want to involve a lawyer into this thing, but I just feel like that there wasn't, I asked him, I said, what would you have me do? Their rule was is I couldn't ask the customer to be able to use their facilities.
Sure, sure.
And so, you know, you don't leave me any options. I'm out.
All right, let me ask you a question. They reinstated you, let's just play the what-if game, how would you deal with the problem going forward?
I don't know. I still have the same problem. I'm driving truck now for another outfit, and I'm not, I don't have anybody else around me, and I'm discreet, and I take care of it. And my feeling is that when I can, I take care of the facilities, you know, use the facilities wherever I'm at. But,
sure, sure. Robert, how long did it take you from the time you were dismissed from your one job to you got the other job?
2 weeks.
See, presumably do you want your old job back?
I go in there all the time shopping now, and I've developed a real rapport with the employees that are still there, and they've actually changed the position enough to be perfect for me with my schedule.
Okay.
I think it would be fun. I think it would be nice to be able to go back there and do it.
All right. Do you have any connection with the human resource person?
They've actually changed the human resource person they're in, and it actually went way up the line before they terminated me, just because they, you know, they can't make any decisions themselves. It has to go back to the head office.
All right, here's what I'd do if I were you right now. I mean, the good news is you've got a job. Mm-hmm. The good news is that you're saying that the problem can be taken care of. That's what I'm not so clear about. If they reinstated you in your old job, it sounds to me that you'd have a similar problem. Mm-hmm. I know your feelings are hurt, and I think it's crummy. However, the question is, what's it worth to you to have a sense that, okay, because if they offered you your job again, you're going to be right back, and I hate to say the soup because it just sounds particularly weird in this context, but you've got a job that can tolerate your situation much better than the old one did. Here's what I'd do if I were you. I would think certainly about if they reinstated me, how I would deal with that, because anybody with any brains is going to ask you exactly that question of, okay, we'll reinstate you, but how's this going to change? If you're going to get right back in the same problem, I think I'd stay with what I am. You could certainly, however, if you wanted to do that, ask for some compensation for, you know, hurt your feelings or whatever. But I don't know that you really want your job back. You can't really demonstrate harm because you got a job within 2 weeks. I mean, in theory, you could say that you want that 2 weeks compensation, or if there's something that they can do that would make you happy, I would write a letter to the president and ask for it, explain the situation, I wouldn't mess with a lawyer at this moment, because I think, I don't know what the rules are, and the problem is that you can't prove damages because you're only out of work for 2 weeks, and if they reinstated you, you've got the same problem. So my guess is, and there's no union, so I would do it the informal route. First of all, if nothing else, it's free. But before you do that, figure out what it is you're asking, because if what you're asking is some compensation, they may be willing to do that. If what you're asking is reinstated, they may be willing to do that, but what good is that going to do you if you're right back in the same problem? So
part of the difference is the job that they now is they changed it because I have a CDL and that now they have the CDL driver works in the store, so I'd have the facilities available to me, and unless I go out on a call. The other one is I would leave in the morning and not come home until the middle of the afternoon. And if I didn't, you know, and that would be one of the biggest differences, is that I wouldn't be gone for such a long period of time.
If you can make the argument, then I would, listen, what I would do then is I would put that in a letter to the president and say, here's what the situation was. I was on medication. There was only one person who possibly could have seen me. It was not a public kind of thing. And I would like to be reinstated. I like the company. And you've changed, the position has changed enough so that it would not occur again, and this is what I'd like. You have nothing to lose. I don't know that I would sue for wrongful termination because they're going to bring up that you. I mean, the point is that in fact you did tinkle in public. It may be an irrelevancy, but you know, when it comes to the law, it doesn't make, you know, somebody did see you, so you can't really dispute that. And they probably have something that says, you know, is public lewdness or something. So you're not going to win on that basis. But if you can write a letter saying, here's what the problem was, here's the new situation, I'd like to be reinstated, you have nothing to lose. I wouldn't go the legal route. I would go a specific letter with a specific claims and make it sound real, and I would not give up my current job yet.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
All righty. I appreciate your input.
Yeah, and I would get the president's name, and I would send a copy of it to Human Resources. And I wouldn't necessarily send a copy to the Attorney General or to, you know, EEOC or anything of that sort at this moment. You can always pull out the big guns if you want to. And, again, I'm not sure that you really want that job back, because even though it sounds like it's going to be easier on your bladder, you don't want to get back in the same situation again because... I mean, it just, and you've got a job. You got another job that suits you as well, if not better, and you got it within 2 weeks. So obviously, it didn't damage your record. But I'm with you. I'm not crazy about injustice, and this sounds to me the kind of at least a gray area. You have nothing to lose by writing a letter. I wouldn't threaten. I would just say, here's what the situation was. It was not in public. You know, I dealt with this in a discreet manner. You've now changed the job description enough so that I would like to be reinstated because the job would no longer place those kind of restrictions on my bladder or whatever.
Okay. All right.
Good enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, when in doubt, I mean, there are issues that are legal. I mean, it's amazing how much time I've spent in the last couple of months telling people, you know, are you sure you've got a basis for suit here? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, billsgang.com's Bill Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.